Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Austin Beckman with Wright on Rangers Live. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. It's a great day today, coming at you right after a really tough Rangers loss once again for the third game in a row to the Colorado Rockies. An embarrassing sweep. Very embarrassing sweep. First time the Rangers have been swept all year. Never in a million years would I have imagined that it would come to the Colorado Rockies. Wow. I will say this, though. I couldn't have imagined a sweep. I will say I was not surprised at all in the slightest at the result today. Did I think that the Rangers would probably come out and put up more than one run? Yes, for sure. I thought today the bats would get going. I wasn't sure how Jose Urania was going to pitch or how the bullpen was going to hold up. I did think that the bats were going to come out today and have a little bit more success. It's just kind of really for nothing else than the idea that they were held down in Friday night and Saturday night. They got to be due at some point, and the struggles just continue. So we'll get into everything here in just a second, all the key moments, the scoring, all of the little plays here and there that ended up being really impactful. We're going to cover it all. But y'all know here at Right on Rangers, we cover pretty much everything sports, but we put a little bit of an extra emphasis on all the teams we love from the great state of Texas, including the Rangers. Happy Mother's Day once again to all you mothers out there. And I hope that everybody is enjoying a great Sunday, probably with family. Right now, I'm kind of at a time where everybody is taking a little nap right now. So no more perfect time to do a little live than right now, middle of the afternoon, kind of a lazy Sunday around our house. So let's talk about the Rangers' lazy bats today, too, while we're at it. So we said Marcus Semien in the top of the order. We're going to have a really, really good day today. And wasn't really all that true, was it? Semien did have a great game, 2-for-4 with a run scored. And, you know, Sieg's had, what, one hit, 1-for-4 today. Nate Lowe was 0-for-3 with a walk. Rangers today, I believe, went 1-for-5, I think, with runners in scoring position. Maybe 1-for-6. You know what the crazy stat is, though, guys, on this one? The absolute crazy stat. The Rockies today. We're talking about how the Rangers didn't do so well with runners in scoring position. The Rockies were 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position today. But what they ended up doing is hitting a home run early off Jose Urania. And then Jonathan Hernandez, who just cannot find the strike zone to save his life out there on the mound, gave up a bases-loaded walk that pushed the lead to 3-1. And that's how the Rockies get it done today, by going 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. And we were generous enough to give them a free run on a bases-loaded walk. And that, to me, is pretty crazy. And I think if you look at the stats from this series, it's pretty obvious that the Rangers are going to really need to pick up a couple, maybe, of different pitchers at the deadline. I really don't have any confidence in this point with Jonathan Hernandez. I don't know how the Rangers continue to stick with him by any means. I really feel confident that they've got some guys at the back end of the bullpen that are going to be able to step up. I 100%, though, do not have any confidence in the bottom half. And when I'm talking about guys at the bottom, I'm talking about Hernandez. I'm talking about guys like Yuri Rodriguez. You know, Lats, I think, did fine today, but the Rangers need some bullpen help. 100% need some bullpen help. So I feel Jonathan Hernandez, the experiment with him so far, needs to come to a close. I think he either needs to get sent down or they need to work out something else with him. I don't really know why you would continue to throw him out there with the performances that he's given you thus far. He does have good stuff, and it's undeniable. He does have really, really good stuff. But I do not think that that justifies keeping him on the roster when he's walking guys left and right. I mean, literally walking guys left and right. So for me, I want to see them acquire some guys at the deadline. They don't have a lot of obvious alternatives, but I don't think that they need to continue going with Jonathan Hernandez. That's just me. I really feel like they need to try at least some other option, because at this point, you can't keep throwing Jonathan Hernandez out there to walk three guys. He had 5 walks in the appearance that he had made before. 5 walks, and then you put on another 3 today. Jonathan Hernandez does not need to be getting another opportunity before another guy down in AAA. I would rather have a guy down in AAA come up and get rocked than have Jonathan Hernandez walk eight guys in the last two games. It's absolutely ridiculous for a major league pitcher. Eight guys in two games, and you're a relief pitcher. Meanwhile, you've got Andrew Heaney going over 100 batters without a walk. I'm not making that up. Andrew Heaney has gone 28 innings, I believe, without giving up a walk. So you've got Andrew Heaney doing that, and you've got Jonathan Hernandez walking eight in two appearances. Absolutely crazy. I don't think that they need to be keeping Jonathan Hernandez on the big league club at this point. Bring up a AAA guy. If they get knocked around, so what? Can you just throw strikes? With this Rockies team, you needed to challenge them. You did not need to give these Rockies any free passes anywhere. Just challenge these guys. And if they beat you, they beat you, right? If you challenge all the guys that Jonathan Hernandez walks and they end up getting base hits, so be it. Live with it. You can't live with walking in a run in a tight game, in a 2-1 game. Clearly, the Rangers don't get anything in the top of the ninth. It seemed like every time Ezekiel Duran got on today, a double play ball was hit. I think Kisner hit into a double play ball. And then right after that, Wenzel comes up, and I'm pretty sure he did something similar too. So we just really, really had a tough time today when runners got on base, moving them along. We went 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position from what it looks like. But I will say, back to the bullpen, I'd rather have a AAA guy come up and get absolutely shelled than watch Jonathan Hernandez walk eight guys in two relief appearances. Nothing is more frustrating. Maybe some of y'all saw that Pirates game yesterday, the Paul Skeens AAA call-up, number one draft pick last year. And, you know, he pitched pretty well, actually. But then the Pirates bullpen took over and walked, like, six guys in an inning. And I really felt like this was basically that. You know, you're just watching Jonathan Hernandez out there. The double play ball was nice. I mean, at least the damage was limited. But you feel like that came about one batter too late. So Jonathan Hernandez, I'm totally out on. The stuff is good. The stuff is 100% good. He can be filthy at times. Jonathan Hernandez can. But for me, the risk is not worth the reward. The risk of him walking every guy he faces is not worth the reward of seeing that nasty slider strike somebody out. I'd rather have a AAA guy come up and do something different. But the Rangers, I think it's pretty evident, are going to need to acquire some guys at the deadline. I think the pitcher injuries, I think what we're seeing is they're going to be a little bit long-lasting compared to what we thought. I think the Rangers are going to need some bullpen help. They might need some starting pitching help as well. But I really feel like they need to acquire somebody at the bullpen, 100%. So we'll see what happens at the trade deadline. But get somebody in the bullpen beyond some of the guys we have at the bottom. Yerry Rodriguez, Jonathan Hernandez, those guys do not need to be doing anything in any kind of close game for us. I mean, I hope that I never see those guys in a tight game again this season. And look, I'm not trying to be rude, but I know it comes off that way. But those guys clearly cannot handle being in a tight spot. And I don't know why the Rangers continue to go with them. Bring up another arm from AAA. Bring up a AA guy for all I care. I just don't want to see those guys blow leads, blow games late. It's ridiculous. So we can say, though, the bullpen today was not the issue. The issue was the bats. Jonathan Hernandez and his outing is just kind of the cherry on top of the cake. Really, the offense is the issue once again. Just not getting going. We had multiple double plays today. Grossman, Kisner, Nate Lowe. The double play ball was a killer for us today when we did get runners on base. Grounding into three double plays, it's just never going to go well for you. It looks like we got them to ground into one double play, but three double plays for us today, hitting into them, seven guys left on base. Just not good. But again, not shocked. It doesn't surprise me that this was the result today. I was hopeful that the Rangers would put some runs across. I do agree with this comment that Seager, I think it was in the middle innings, had a couple runners on base, might have even been sixth or seventh. Seager came up and he rocketed one to center field. Center fielder, gold glove center fielder, Doyle for the Rockies, made an outstanding play on a ball back at the track. Seager, I thought, had that one. I thought that off the bat it looked pretty good. Thought maybe it would be a home run, and that would have put the Rangers up at that point. But Doyle makes a great play on a ball going back. Seags was definitely unlucky. So I can agree that there were some hard hits today. And that's how baseball goes sometimes, right? But at the same time, the Rangers still too many ground ball double plays today. 1 for 5 with runners in scoring position. Not great. I know that as a whole, I've seen a lot of stats that the Rangers actually do hit pretty well with runners in scoring position. That day was not today. That day was absolutely not today. So not a lot of bright spots. Simi went 2 for 4 beyond Simi. Duran, I think, is the other bright spot. Leody, you could throw in there as well. Leody goes 1 for 3 today. Duran had 2 hits. He went 2 for 3, had a walk as well. So Duran was on base 3 times. He's definitely been proving me wrong. I was a big proponent of why are we giving Duran so many at-bats. But with how Wenzel is hitting, Wenzel is another guy for me that needs to go back to the minor leagues. I don't know why we still have Davis Wenzel up on the big league team. I get that Foskey was hurt. I totally get it. I don't think that you need to have Wenzel up on the big league club right now. You could give anybody else a shot to come off the bench on the AAA team. Wenzel is in over his head. Nobody had any doubt what was going to happen when Wenzel came in to pinch hit. We had to pinch hit in that spot because we had lost the DH. So Wenzel has to come in to pinch hit for the pitcher. I really feel like Wenzel needs to go back to AAA and figure some things out. He is hitting, what, a robust 0.69 right now. I mean, there's no reason for Wenzel to continue to be up with the big league club. I think that right now with Josh Smith and Duran, you're fine in the infield. You don't need anybody besides those two guys. I would much rather them carry 5 outfielders. I know that they're probably already up at that spot right now with the Grossman addition. Carry 6 outfielders, shoot. I mean, honestly, I don't want to see Wenzel come in anymore. It's just a free out. It really is. If he gets a hit, he has 2 or 3 hits on the season, it's pretty ridiculous. But I don't think anybody had any doubt what was going to happen when Wenzel came up. So 29 at-bats, 2 hits. One of them was a home run, but Wenzel is 2 for 29 on the season. He needs to go back to AAA. You don't want to ruin a guy's confidence either. I mean, I don't know. Don't know what Wenzel's mindset is at this point, but you're hitting 2 for 29 on the year. I can imagine that for a rookie, that starts to eat at you a little bit. I mean, look at Wyatt Langford. It was clear Wyatt Langford was in a little bit of a funk, a little bit of a slump. Wenzel, I think you got to send him back. Get him some confidence back in AAA. Maybe try it again later on in the year. But right now, I would love to see them call somebody else up. I do not know why they are continuing to stick with him or give him at-bats. I know that it's probably necessary just because of the injuries, especially to Foskey. I think Foskey would have played a much bigger role at this point. But we'll see. I think there's a good chance that who we have right now on offense and on the bench is kind of who we're rolling with. But I would love to see them bring up somebody new, both in the bullpen side of things from AAA and for bench depth. And don't we have Ornelas up? I hope I'm saying that right. I hope I'm not butchering that name. But I think we called up Jonathan Ornelas. I really feel like he should be getting some at-bats over Wenzel at this point. I don't think he's going to be any more terrible than Davis Wenzel has been up at the plate. So with that being said, I'm curious to see the moves that get made this week. But I think the moves that you make immediately have to be getting Yeri Rodriguez, getting Jonathan Hernandez back down to AAA off the major league roster. Bring up a couple of guys. Maybe they're ready, maybe they're not, but just bring up new guys. And if they get shelled, so be it. It can't be worse, though, than what Yeri Rodriguez has done with the big league club and what Jonathan Hernandez has done so far. And with Jonathan Hernandez, I don't care how good the stuff is. If you're walking 8 guys in 2 appearances, you don't need to be on a major league roster, period. We're talking about Andrew Heaney going 28 straight innings without a walk, and you're giving up 8 in 2 innings pitched. It's ridiculous. So as we look at the rest of the box score for today, Lats, like we said, did give up a run. It actually ends up getting charged to Hernandez. But Lats actually, I don't think, did too bad today. Did get a big out to end the 7th inning. Then came out again for the 8th inning, got into a little bit of trouble. So I really feel like Lats, kind of a tough luck run that he gets today, thanks to Jonathan Hernandez walking 3 guys. So I would really, really like to see Lats continue to get better and better. I've liked what I've seen from him so far, and they need Lats. They need Lats right now to be a solid lefty for them in that bullpen. That bullpen, you've got basically 2 guys, 3 guys, maybe 4 if you include Lats, that you can really, truly count on. Yates, Robertson. I think we throw Leclerc in there at that point. And then Lats. Cole Wynn, I think, Owen White, Rodriguez, Hernandez, all those guys just totally hit or miss for me. Not somebody, not guys that I'm throwing out there in a big situation if I can help it. I know in a 162-game season, you've got to throw guys out there that are not necessarily your frontline guys. But I want to see fresh blood in that Rangers bullpen. Bring some young guys up. I'm tired of seeing the same guys fail. Walking players. It's not even like you're challenging them and they're just like the batters on the other side are just overpowering. It's just you're walking and giving away free bases. I mean, even Rodriguez, the Blackman hit center cut pitch right down the middle. We're talking about, what was it, Friday night when Rodriguez blew the game? I mean, the pitch that Blackman hit was center cut right down the pipe. I mean, it's what it's like at that point. That's a totally non-competitive pitch in a really high leverage situation. You cannot be giving guys pitches right down the middle. It's just not going to work in the majors. And that to me says everything I need to know. The stat that I told you guys the other day, I think 75% of Rodriguez's appearances have involved an extra base hit. I mean, there's just so many different things like that that I look at and point to. Just get some fresh blood in the mix. And then as we look at the box score too, the Rangers out hit the Rockies today. Rangers had 9 hits, Rockies had 7. It just goes to show you, like, we absolutely have the talent to beat this team. We are a better team than the Rockies. We have injuries, but even alone, set those to the side. Semien, Seager, Lowe, Dolie, we've got more star power than them, even with all these guys that are out. So I don't even excuse these losses with injuries. Who we have right now is good enough to beat the Rockies. It really is. So who knows what it is? I think, though, we can definitely talk about, you know, moves that CY and the coaching staff are making and guys that they're continuing to throw out there that haven't played well. I know that I've done that really all this past week, is talked about interesting moves with the bullpen, interesting moves with the roster. At the end of the day, there are some Rangers players, though, that are just not performing. Just not performing. And that is a problem. Not coming up clutch when you need. Yeah, they're going 1-for-4 or 1-for-4 with a walk, but when you've got 2 runners on late and you need a big hit, we're not getting them. And so I think you do have to look at the players a little bit and not focus so much on the hitting coach and let's get rid of him. I'm a little bit leery of quick decisions like that. I think the Rangers hitters and the Rangers pitchers just are not performing at the level that they need to. And coaching, yeah, I mean, you can tweak some things for sure, but you don't think that the Rangers coaches, the hitting coaches, are doing stuff with those guys? Cage work, BP, working individually, you know that they are. So at some point, the hitters up at the plate have to come through. We can't blame the coaches or the hitting coach for the reason why the Rangers are struggling. These are professional hitters. These are hitters that have played in a World Series and won it. So what I would say humbly is, how much are the coaches really going to do for some of these guys? Coaching matters, 100%. I've been on the record saying that many times. But guys like Seager, Semien, yeah, they need a couple reminders here and there maybe. But at the end of the day, those are professional hitters and they need to hit well and hit well with runners in scoring position for you to win ballgames. That's what you're paying them for. So the Rangers hitters need to perform better. Let's go to some comments. So I do think that Foskey's going to be out for a little while yet, but I do think when he does come back, especially if Josh Jung is still out, you're going to see him definitely get some at-bats, I think 100%. Now, continuing on from there, Langford, I think he is going to pretty much step right back in. I don't see him losing at-bats. I think maybe they'll let him do a little bit of an extended rehab down in AAA when the hamstring is 100% or is almost completely healed. But Langford is going to get his spot back. The offense doing what it's doing right now, I don't think Langford's going to be losing out on a spot by any means. You know, when he gets back, I don't know if they're still going to use Robbie Grossman in the lineup. Maybe, maybe not. But Langford is going to return and get his spot back for sure. Unless his offense, I think, as a whole, just really wakes up, I don't see any reason why Langford shouldn't get his spot back immediately. So I'm with you on that. And having Langford back will be nice. Even though he was only hitting about 230 when he got hurt, I think having Langford back in the lineup will be nice. I know that he hasn't produced big time yet in his very young major league career, but I do think that he still does have that hype behind him where people are careful with him. He is a presence in the lineup. As you look across on the other side, you see Langford, you know what he's capable of. So as an opposing team, pitcher, coach, I think having Langford's presence in the lineup still is a solid, very solid thing because you know that at any time he's got that power to drive the ball out of the ballpark. It does make a difference. So I think Langford is going to find himself back in the mix once he returns from the IL. Let's go ahead, though, and let's look at scores from around the AL West. Unfortunately, this was a day where a lot of teams in the AL West won. It's too bad, but that's how it goes sometimes. Rangers did not take advantage fully of a lot of teams in the AL West playing subpar competition. So as we look at the Astros today, they beat the Tigers 9-3. Astros improved to 15-25. We also had the Mariners beating the A's today 8-4. So I do believe Mariners assume first place, unfortunately, by a half game. Mariners have won 22 games just like the Rangers, but have only lost 19. Rangers have lost 20. So the Mariners take a half game lead over the Rangers in the AL West. And then the Angels lost to the Royals today. So Angels and A's lose today. Mariners, Astros, unfortunately, the two teams that we're kind of keeping our eye on, they win today. So as we look at the standings in the AL West, which I'll update here because I know a couple of games just went final, we've got Mariners up by a half game. We've got A's 3 games back of the Rangers, 3.5 of the Mariners. Astros are 6.5 out of first place. Angels are 7 games out of first place. That is the AL West roundup. Let's take a look at the game for tomorrow. We got to flush this Rockies series out of our minds. You know that's what the Rangers are doing right now on their flight back to Texas. You just got to flush this one out. I kind of like Bochy in the interview last night. Seems like he has some bad memories of Coors Field. Obviously, Bochy coached for the Padres and he coached for the Giants. So them being division rivals with the Rockies, or division opponents, we'll say. I don't know if I would say those are rivalries, but you can tell that that guy, that Bochy, has had some rough games at Coors Field. He just kind of gave that vibe in his interview last night. Just in his time as a Padres and Giants manager, he has had some rough goes at Coors Field. I think he kind of used I think he might have used the word like haunt last night. So kind of a haunting place for the Rangers bats this weekend. I thought this was going to be a place for the Rangers to get right. I thought the bats were going to come to life in the most hitter-friendly ballpark in the major leagues. But it was not meant to be. This Coors Field is a little haunting for these Rangers bats right now, for whatever reason. So I think that you kind of chalk it up to this was just not our weekend. You flush it out. And maybe the Rangers go play some great ball against the Guardians. The Guardians are 25-16 right now. Tomorrow, it's going to be Lorenzen on the bump for us. And Bibby, one of those two pronunciations. My bad, guys. Hey, I only have so much time in the day. Don't know everybody's last name pronunciation, but Tanner Bibby, I believe, is how you say it. If I'm getting that wrong, my bad. But he is a 4.91 ERA right now. So, look, maybe this is a guy that the Rangers can get some hits off of. He has given up 4 and 6 earned runs in his past 2 starts, talking about the Guardians starter for tomorrow against the Rangers. So 10 earned runs in his last 9 innings. Let's hope this might be the guy that the Rangers can get some hits off of and really get going. That sure would be nice. So we'll see how Lorenzen pitches tomorrow. I think Lorenzen's actually coming off a little bit of a rough start, if I'm not mistaken. So last time out for Lorenzen in his game, I believe he gave up, 6 earned runs, 9 hits, 2 walks. Oakland hit Lorenzen around a little bit. So hopefully this is a good bounce-back start opportunity for Lorenzen, because last time out was not so good. Really, after a solid run, in my opinion, of decent starts for him, KC start, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, talking about Mike Lorenzen, the Rangers starter for tomorrow. So I hope that he can get back on track, Bass can get back on track. The home cooking, right, the Rangers being back at home, I think that's going to make a big difference. At least I hope it's a good shot in the arm for the boys. It was, what, a 10-game, 11-game road trip, something like that, a lot of games on the road. I really hope that being back at home will help the Rangers to get back to the Rangers that we know and love, the team that scores a lot of runs and is real, real fun to watch. We'll keep switching back to the comments here and there. Having Young right now would absolutely help against lefties, no doubt. No doubt. Having Young right now would be a huge, huge deal. Like I said, I do feel very much like at this point, who we have in the starting lineup is good enough to beat a Colorado, even though we didn't beat them. We've got the star power. We've got the names to beat a team like Colorado. So it's hard for me to make a lot of excuses with the injuries when you're playing this bad of a team. Colorado's not a good team. I wouldn't be surprised if they lost their next three games. Maybe they'll go on a six-game win streak here, however many they've won in a row. But it wouldn't shock me in the slightest if Colorado lost the next three games. They're not a good team. So I do think absolutely don't want to make too many excuses for the Rangers not winning a single game this weekend. But absolutely, having Josh Young in the lineup would be a game changer. And when they get fully healthy, this is going to be a completely different team. So I do think they need to continue to tread water. Hopefully they can remain above 500 through the month of May and into June. I think the Rangers are really looking to take off in July after the All-Star break. And just hopefully they can kind of hold serve, so to speak, while all of these guys are out, right? Just do the back and forth thing. Hopefully put a few little win streaks together and then get the reinforcements back later on. I'm a little worried about Scherzer. That guy has some nerve issues now, the back issues. One of my buddies actually said to me in the offseason, he didn't think Scherzer was going to pitch again this season. And the more time that goes on and the more little things that I hear about Scherzer and the process of recovery, I kind of wonder if he's going to be right. I hope he's not. Still hope he's not. But one of my real good friends, big Rangers fan, said he figures Scherzer is not going to be pitching again. He said that in the offseason after the back injury in the World Series. It's not going to shock me at this point. Scherzer's got a lot of miles on those tires and a lot of ailments. And Scherzer actually came out, I don't know if y'all saw this, but Scherzer came out basically in support of bringing back, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he was basically complaining about the fact that MLB has banned the spider tack and the sticky stuff that gets, you know, pitchers better grip on the baseball. So, I mean, I don't know. I think Scherzer is battling a few issues right now. I hope that he gets back this season. I'm not going to be surprised if he's not able to give us a full season. And if he didn't pitch again this year, it wouldn't shock me. It just wouldn't. Or maybe he comes back for a little while, gets hurt again. Scherzer's just got a lot of miles on that body. A lot of pitches on that arm as well. I really hope the best for him. I hope he comes back. But I got to be honest, this nerve issue that he's got going on right now with the fingers, it's troubling. It's troubling. So I know that everybody's going to try and be positive about it, but it's just not going to shock me if he's not a big factor for us this year. I hope to be wrong. Hope to be wrong. So beyond that, we are going to start wrapping things up here. I believe tomorrow will be another one of those big nights in Dallas-Fort Worth sports. So obviously the Mavs are off today. Stars are off today as well. But tomorrow, I think both teams are back in action. Yes, Stars playing game 4 in Colorado tomorrow. And the Mavs Thunder game, I believe, starts at a similar time as well, maybe even exactly at the same time. Yep, Mavs and Stars are on at the exact same time tomorrow. That's kind of rough, man. I really wish they would have thought about that a little bit better. So you're going to have Rangers, Mavs, and Stars pretty much playing all at the same time tomorrow. I mean, hey, if you've got like three different TVs, you've got that set up, or you got the double TV, it's doable. I'm going to have to go like computer, iPad, TV tomorrow to be able to watch all these games. Seriously, computer set up on the end table, get the iPad in your lap, and you got the big TV in front of you with your game of choice. That's what we're going to have to do tomorrow. Literally three games going on at one time tomorrow night in Guardians and Rangers, Mavs and Thunder. And then you've got Stars and Avs. Big night in DFW Sports. Yes, sir. The trifecta. Hey, I guess it's a good problem to have, better than not having any of them play at all. I guess we'll deal with it, right? Having them all at the same time. It'll work. It's fun. Thunder, I think they don't win tomorrow. I feel like the series is pretty much going to be over, because that means you're coming back to Dallas for sure for a game 6. I really feel like Mavs win tomorrow. That's probably the series. Obviously, anything can happen. It's just my gut feeling. If Thunder are able to win tomorrow, I think it still becomes a little bit of a toss-up. If the Thunder, though, don't get it done tomorrow against the Mavs, I really like the Mavs' chances. And then for the Stars, I felt pretty confident even after the game one loss that they were going to be fine. I think Stars are going to take a 3-1 lead tomorrow. We'll see what happens in Dallas back there for a game five. But I think a 3-1 lead tomorrow, and then you go back to Dallas with a chance to finish it out, go to the Western Conference Finals. And that's going to be pretty fun if both Mavs and Stars can be in the Western Conference Finals. Imagine they're both in the championship. Man, that would be absolutely wild and a ton of fun for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, guys, let's go ahead and call it a day. I'll check comments one more time. I do think, going back here, Natalie, by the way, appreciate you tuning in. Thanks for all the comments as well. Does feel like Seager is close. I agree. He did hit the ball well in this Colorado series, even though it didn't translate perfectly. He obviously had a big game on Friday night with the double and the home run. I thought he was going to have a really strong finish to the series. He did hit the ball well. I feel like he just missed a home run today. So I really do hope you're right on this. And I think that there are some positive signs with Seager. Now we just got to get everybody back on the same page. We got to get everybody hitting good at one time. And I think that the Rangers are going to get there. This is a tough, tough series loss to take and a tough sweep to take. But it does happen in baseball. I just don't think that the Rangers are going to feel very good a few months out, looking back at this. Man, we got swept by the Rockies. And that's why we're playing wild card instead of winning the division. Because, you know, that's how it's going to go. We've talked about that a bunch of times this week. You look back at the end of the season at these losses against bad teams, and then the division or the wild card's coming down to a few games, and you're just like, what were we doing? I mean, it's easy to say, yeah, it's a 162-game season. They got plenty of time. But at the same time, you don't want to drop these bad games. They will come back to bite you later on. So don't want to just write it off like it's nothing. But what can you do? They lost 3 out of 3 to the Rockies, got swept in Colorado. All you can do is move forward, and hopefully it'll be a much, much better series against the Guardians. One can only hope. By the way, just kind of curious to see if this is a 3-game, 4-game. Okay, we play Wednesday, and then Thursday. Looks like Thursday's an off day. Okay, so we got a little 3-game set, and then Thursday is an off day for the Rangers. So there we go. That'll be nice to have that off day. Be good for the bullpen guys, Robertson, Yates, all those guys. John Gray goes on Wednesday before the off day. And then on Tuesday, looks like Rangers starter is to be determined. So we are going to have Lorenzen, a starter to be determined on Tuesday. And then John Gray goes on Wednesday. Hopefully we'll get 2 out of 3 from the Guardians, a first place team, a really good team. It's going to be a tough series, but the Rangers do have a funny way of playing down to their competition and playing up to their competition sometimes. So it's not going to surprise me to see them play some good baseball. I also won't be terribly surprised if the offense continues to get bogged down a little bit, but I sure am hoping positive and good things for these Rangers bats to get back on track. So at this point, y'all, we're going to sign off. Again, hope everybody has a great rest of the Mother's Day, a great rest of your Sunday, and a solid week ahead. And as we always say, God bless. Go Rangers. Hope you all have a great rest of the night. Bye now.